Mir halten a blatt gemor, kum lein a blatt gemor, we're up to the few tesam and olive, the second line from the top.
Loin yivrechaz ha-koivsi, nor can you build next to the boundary, next to the wall, a place where they used to launder. Omer ha-Nachman, now we had two kinds of laundry. There's one when you put in there, it's soaked for a couple of days, then you had another pit where you went in there and you were... And you were, what do you call, drained everything out, you rinsed everything out. And when do we say that you should distance yourself only from the, you should soak the clothes for a couple of days with the dung of dogs. That's when you have the distance. But afterwards, where they rinse it out and so on and so forth, where the water runs out, there, dalad amas, because a lot of water spraying everywhere, four amas. There's two different kinds of nivreches akashim. We could have a little mother asking in the form of a question. Tonight we learn nivreches akashim gimot vachim, but tanya arbam four amas. Omer rabu chunachim rabu, lekashim, come in am chamsen, come in agadian. The chamsen where you put in the, you sit there for a couple of days, there, three vachim, I'm in agadian, where you rinse it out and spray it on. Hanadion, yes, sorry. Yeah,
whatever it is.
It's four amas. He learned openly. So it's four different versions of how to do the, how they came to this conclusion. Only by chamtzel is a three tefachim. Then it says, v'sod b'si, the question is, you need three tefachim and you have to put plaster, or either or. Iboilu, v'sod b'si, tanan, that you have to do both. I deal my eyes, so I didn't have a choice. Either three tefachim or you plaster. Pshit the vetting mother, lechaded avias the vesod besitnan. It means together because the ease are gadat the eyes, so besit. Or later on the Mishnah Tanan, im kain le arvinu velasninu. Why don't we mix together the beginning of the Mishnah with the middle of the Mishnah? There it says clearly eyes, so besit. And here, if they all have the same din, it should have said what? All of them together. It talks later about, you know, a lot of pile up above the ground. You know, the leftover of the olives and all those things that are like a compost. You're not allowed to have them either. It says three tefachim, or you put plaster. And here we're talking about digging in the ground. So if it's the same din, then it means either or, it should have put them all together. But the fact that you separate two separate cases, that here you have to, under the, when you're digging in the ground, there you need to be more concerned. Therefore, you have to add the plaster as well, and there you go. So it's more a dilma, that's not a raya. Maybe they're just two different categories. Halachically, maybe they're the same, but the categories are very different. Here's underground, here's above the ground. The reisha, and also, so therefore, what's the problem? The reisha, the problem is the dampness and moisture that's going to ruin, you know, if you dig a hole, it's going to ruin the other guy's walls and everything else. Safer has they can have all the heat. Here we're talking about the compost right next to the wall. It generates heat. That's the problem. Very different.
Well, it could have also be re'echrad.
Gephas is... But why would a stinking damage the wall? So we're worried about damming the wall three tefachim. Stinking three tefachim is not going to help.
I thought we were talking about the effect on the neighbor's property.
Oh, then you need much more than three tefachim. Talk about coming here. Rabbi Yudah says... That sell us stone, habobi, dime that disintegrates in your hand. Now, those are very, very weak stones. Both have to build the boy on two different sides, and they have to have a certain distance as well. This guy, this is a street tefachim, and he put plaster. Timer, when do you need to do both? Three tefachim, and you need plaster, bobby a dime, because the rock disintegrates. How loy bobby a dime, the rock wouldn't have disintegrated, loy wouldn't need that distance. No. Who are the truth of the matter is the same thing. Reply, the afagav, the loy bobby a dime, even if it did not disintegrate in hand, nami sod besid, maybe you still need both. I said, why do you mean to say that if it is rock disintegrates in hand, you need three tefachim and sod besid? Even a regular case, you need both. Bobby Yadayim, the Chiddush is, that three tefachim is enough. Sabbath, I never thought, Kivan, the Bobby Yadayim, because the rock disintegrates. It's so weak. Maybe you have to make a distance greater than three tefachim. Marshall, you don't. The distance from the wall. If you have leftover of the, you know, the olives or the zevel fertilizer or salt. And so on and so forth. Tanan Hasa, we learned over there. Let me ask a question. So here in our Mishnah, he lists a number of things. He lists over here Gephas, that's left over of the remnants of olives, Zevel, and the fertilizer. Then he mentions Melach salt, seed, which is lime or plaster, and Sloim, rocks. That's what he mentions in our Mishnah. There's another Mishnah we had in Sefer Shabbos, but met toimni and met ein toimni. You're allowed to hide things. You're not allowed to hide things and things which are moisiv hevel. You're not allowed to store things before Shabbos and things that increases the heat, because we're scared the next time you put it into coal on Shabbos and so on and so forth. But you're allowed to put before Shabbos in a towel where it doesn't increase the heat nor does it decrease. On Shabbos itself you're not allowed to, but before Shabbos you're allowed to. So there it lists the items that generate heat, and it mentions a couple of items that doesn't mention here, and doesn't mention a couple of items here. We want to know why. It adds there choil sand. Talking about like this. Then we live there and doesn't mention rocks. And now Gemara, Mishnah mentions rocks, doesn't mention sand. Tell us we live there. But met Taimi, what do you store things in? But met and Taimi, what don't you store things in? And here Chamin and Shabbos.
What's the logic between the correlation?
If it generates more heat, it's like a fire, right? It's like cooking.
Yeah.
So if we're going to allow you to be tame and we're scared that next time you have minu beremet, you're going to hide it in hot coal.
Well, I understand that, but what's the connection to heat?
Because it's generating heat.
Moist of heaven.
That's it. Things that add heat, increase heat.
And then that causes damage.
So in the case of Shabbos, we're worried about the next, we're going to the next time, Shemi Yatminu Beremet, you might put a call. And here we're saying that it's going to damage the wall, so you have to be three Tvachim away. Okay. So we're giving a few examples here.
You have a ready compiled list in a Mishnah in Shabbos. Why don't you just apply the same thing?
But it's a different list. There's one thing missing there, one thing missing here. My man, tell me, say this. Loi begefes, the Mishnah there says, don't use gefes, similar to here. Loi zevel, similar to here. Loi melach, similar to here. Veloi seed, similar to here. Then it adds, veloi bechol. Our Mishnah has mentioned a word about sand. Bein lach in bein yevesh. When it comes to sand, I don't care if it's moist or dry. So Mishnah hocha in our Mishnah, diktani slaim, it includes rocks. Look, tani chol mentions sand. Mishnah hasam. Why is it even there? Diktani chol. It says sand. Look, tani does mention rocks. Oh, but Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, if you say darken shol bnei adam lahat mislaim, Rabbi Yisrael says, you know why? Because it's not common for people to be matmin food in rocks. People don't hide things in rocks. That's why we're talking about what people generally store. They're chamin, they're hot food. They're storing rocks. Why mention it? Omele Baye and Fregmir, and there's other examples in the Mishnah. Do people use strips of blue wool? Do people store the things there? And because it's pretty expensive. You comb them and everything else, and then you put your food in there. All the shayne shalagaman. No one does that. Time to be learned. The braisa toimni, you're allowed to hide begize tzemer because they don't increase heat. They just protect it, preserve it. A towel, you're allowed to. Uve tzifei tzemer, uve shayne shalagaman, uve muchen and katan. They metalten leisan, but you're not allowed to move them because it's like mukze, because they're made specifically made for clothing, so it's mukze. So the chayde, you think every single example of the Mishnah is something that's commonly used? Emel of Rabbi says, yagid olav reya. Abaye says that no, that one Mishnah reflects on the other Mishnah. What one Mishnah omits, the other Mishnah inserts. And what other Mishnah inserts, goes over here as well. Tana hachaslaim, who adin l'chayil. Even though as I mentioned it, obviously chayil as well. Tana hasam chayil, who adin l'slaim. It doesn't have to delineate every single item. Amalei Rav HaFashtanish. I yagid olav reya, then why some things you have mentioned? Don't say anything. And just say, Dover Moizuchem, and we'll go to our Mishnah, know what it is. List ninu l'kula b'chad. Let one Mishnah give all the examples. We'll list l'chad, menai yubidach. And the other one, just give only one example, and we'll say. And yagid olav reya. One will tell you about the other one. There's a difference between why our Mishnah does not include sand and why when it comes to Bamet Toimnin does not include rocks. Because, why not by rocks? They're like Tony Slime. You know why it's mentioned rocks? The rocks will break the pot with the food inside them. The mishtachel, it normally means it makes it rusty, but here Rashi says it means it will break the. You put it between rocks. It's very easy for the keli to break. So therefore, people are scared to put their food inside the rocks. Okay, that's why they don't miss rocks. Why don't we mention sand over here? That the sand has an interesting feature about sand. If you put something hot in sand, the sand will maintain the heat. If you put something cold in sand, the sand will preserve its cold. So therefore, sand itself will not damage the wall. If there's nothing hot there, nothing cold there, sand won't do anything.
Like a thermos flask.
Exactly. So therefore, it doesn't. Sand is not a problem here, and that's why sand over there is a problem. What are you talking about? You tell me that he made sand deliberately because there's no such thing by sand. You have to distance yourself. But Rabbi Isha and Tisefta learned choil sand. He mentioned sand as one of the things that you got to keep 3 feet away from the wall. And for the Gemara, Hoss over there, it's moist. And over there, because it's moist, then the moist sand can cause damage. Not we're worried about heat. Our Mishnah is talking about things which are generating heat. So they will tell you, it doesn't mention sand, because sand doesn't generate heat. Rabbi Yishia is talking about sand, not als heat, but als moist sand. The moisture itself will ruin it. But that's not the category that our Mishnah is talking about. When it says don't put gephis and zevil and all that. We're talking about there that generate heat. That's why it's not included in the list.
Are we really addressing the question? The question is, why don't we learn one complete list
Yeah, because now listen, Tana di donami list neve lukme misuna. Our Tana mentions other things. Okay, don't put it in the list of generating heat. We understand that, but put it in the list of things that moisture that cause problem. Like in the first part of the Mishnah, talking the thing of moisture. It says you shouldn't dig a hole. In that list. If the problem is moist, because you already mentioned amasamayim, don't have your little creek of water going by the wall. That's moisture. So therefore, we understand that sand you shouldn't have either. You're telling me that once you tell us the principle of moisture, you don't have to mention every detail. How come you get two examples? One is amasamayim, which is a little creek. There's an evrechas hakoifsin, which is a pit, a launderer's pit. Which has to do with water, again moisture. So it does specifically delineate each example. What's the chiluk? No, those two we actually need. Could eat on a masa mayim, but we only know a masa mayim, which is the kavir, because it's a permanent creek, I would think, okay, you got to distance yourself. Aval nivrechas ha-kaifsin, but when it comes to nivrechas ha-kaifsin, a launderer's pit, the light kavir, it's not permanent. They don't always have water there. It's only sometime when they need it. Aim a lot. Maybe you don't really have to worry about it. You don't have to distance it. Eat on a nivrechas ha-kaifsin. If we knew about nivrechas ha-kaifsin, the water sitting still in one place and sitting still is bad. The water, when the water sits still, it starts seeping into the ground, and eventually it travels to the wall. Therefore, we're concerned. Avala masa mayim is constantly flowing in one way, so the water doesn't really have a chance to seep in because constantly there's constant movement. Loi, maybe you don't have to worry about it. If we need both cases. So the Mishnah Vayte marchikin es hazroyim. It says that if you're going to plant something, you have to distance from the wall. And also the macharisha, the plowing, with the, you know, plants are bad for the wall. And so too, if you're going to have your plowshares too close to the wall, it's going to weaken the entire wall. Okay, and then the urine and all that. Says the Gemara, Zroyim, you're telling me don't plant next to the wall. The reason why you can't plant the wall, forget about the plant, is because you need to work around it, and therefore that's the problem. Take them to Machrisha because you need the plows to plow the land. So the Gemara, my pilas yad. Sometimes they used to plow with the hands, not with a machine. So therefore, what's wrong if I plow with my pilas yad? If I'm doing it with my own hand, maybe I can plant up to the wall. The Mishnah tells you can't. Freddy Gemara, take them with Machrisha. Why do you have to tell me don't plow? Take them to Zroyim. Even if I wouldn't plow, the problem is, as we just said, even my pilas yad. The problem is Zroyim. So that's enough. What does it add telling me I'm item in Machrisha? Let's say you have trees there for a long time. You're not planting anything. So, and therefore, you would think that you're allowed to go and plow around these trees. Would help the tree grow better. No, the plow itself can cause damage to the wall. Don't do it. By a tree, you have to constantly irrigate it. The water is a problem, the moisture. Or by Zroyim. What do you have to tell me? Because of machrisha, tell them, since you have to water your vegetable garden, whatever it is, that in itself is going to ruin the wall, and that suffices. So the Gemara, Tana, Be'eres, Yisrael, Koi, Al-Tana, Yisrael, the Chiv, it says, Tar HaShemayim, Tish Temayim, Yisrael, they don't need irrigation. Everything comes from heaven, which is not that Yisrael we're living today. Wherever you travel is for water.
They're the world experts of irrigation.
Exactly, because they need it. Even though when I was in Shlaim today, even this year, it rained every single day. Every single day.
They need the rain in the north.
I don't think so. I think now they're very, it's very good rains. Very good rains. Yeah, even snowed up there. It's vas. So therefore, they don't need irrigation. That's why the Mishnah tell you, but still don't lose rain because the rain itself is a problem. The rain itself is a problem. Why is the rain a problem? Because it must be the roots of Zroyim don't go straight, not vertical. They'd be vertical, it's not a problem. They must go on an angle, and therefore they go into the wall. Let's dodin ka mishtashi. Obviously, you're telling me, what? That's
you're
Zroyim.
About big trees here. You're not talking about Zroyim.
No, talking about vegetables. Ilanus is separate. It says in Mishnah, Lizroyim, Lizroyim means vegetables. And you have to be 3 tefachim away from the wall. For no matter why. Obviously, there's only one possibility why, because the roots of the Zeroyim also go sideways and eventually will touch the wall and maybe ruin the wall. But now, we learned elsewhere that it seems that by Zeroyim, it goes straight, it's vertical. We learned Mavriches a geffen ba'oretz. If let's say if somebody decides to take a geffen and to bring it into the ground, there's no wheat or anything around it. He just takes a vine and he plants it in the ground. And we know that a geffen, a vineyard, we learned before, the minimum of a geffen is 2, 2, and 1, a minimum of 5 vines. Mavrich geffen ba'oretz im ein al gabam. What you did was you took what there was zroim there, but you took only one vine. When is there a problem of klaim if you have a geffen next to zroim? A geffen is made up of 5 vines. You only have one vine, so there's no klaim here, and you bring it and you let it grow. Vines grow on top, on top of zroim. So it says there. Mavrich is a geffen, but it says that you take the geffen and you stick it into the ground. Im ein al gaba offer. If let's say there's less than 3 tfachim, you put it into the ground, let's sort of replant it. If there's less than 3 tfachim of density of sand above it, lo yavi zera, lo, don't put any zroim above it, because why? The zroim will come down and will mix into the geffen, recline. The tanya, lo, we learned, avo zareya esatz dodim, you let a plant all around the geffen. Eilich ve'eilich, here and here. Now, you just told us in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to plant Zeroyim next to a wall within 3 tefachim because Zeroyim grows sideways. How come you're allowed to plant Zeroyim next to the Geffen? L'chel goes sideways, go into the Geffen. The problem here by the wall is not that it goes sideways, but because when it grows, it sucks out all the moisture in the ground. It weakens everything around it, including the wall. And it causes sand on the bottom to be raised. It damages the soil underneath, and the soil underneath is part of what's holding the wall firm. And therefore, that's the problem. It does grow vertically, but it's still causing a problem to the wall nearby. As long as it's 3 tefachim away, no problem anymore. So the Mishnah Vayitves made a glayim in a kozy tefachim. You should keep you run away from the wall 3 tefachim. Amar Rabbi Bachana mutar lo adam, a person is permitted. Rabbi Bachana made an interesting din. A person is permitted to urinate behind the wall of your friend, because the urine is not going to destroy the wall. How do I know? The chesiv, it says in the pasuk, the David just said by Achav that I'm going to destroy Achav's family. I'm going to bring bad. It will be vichrati la Achav. I will destroy Achav and his people. Which people? Mashed in bekir. Those who urinate by the walls. Then va'otzer beYisrael. And the other people who oppress the Eden. But what we see from here, that the people used to urinate by the walls. So Zerah, you're allowed to urinate by the wall. That's what he says.
And the Abish is going to destroy them.
Yeah, not because they urinate, because of Achav's people. They're all his henchmen.
But it's interesting how he describes them. Yeah, how he describes people.
Exactly. Obviously, these were all the people.
That must be like the recognizable trait of this.
A man versus a woman. Now we learn, what do you tell me, Rabbi Bachan, you're allowed to urinate next to somebody's walls of the Fadish? You're not allowed to within 3 tefachim. But you're allowed to urinate next to the wall. What you can do is pour out your whole bucket. Vat or bucket right by the wall. That is going to ruin the wall. Talk about a little leech before the mind, but it has to be through water. You pour it in one go. It says a person should not urinate next to their friend's wall. You need to be 3 tefachim away. Then the brides continue to run. More men out of bricks. More men out of stones. Because a wall made out of bricks is made out of cement. And cement, which is dried in the sun, and if you are going to put the acid that's in the urine, is going to cause it to disintegrate. But if it's a stone made out of walls, then you don't have to distance 3 tefachim, just enough that you don't cause damage. And how much is that? Here we're not worried about the stones and so we're worried about the sand all around the stone. So for tefach away is alright. Listen, tefach, the sand itself gets ruined. What do we see? Clearly familiar, you're not allowed to urinate next to a brick wall. Don't tell me shayfchim, we're talking about the urine itself. But if the wall is not built on sand, but it's built on top of a rock, then it's not a problem. They're not worried about the sand at all whatsoever. Then you're allowed to buy a rock wall. Then you're allowed to urinate right next to the wall. Mutter.
The nafkamina in the lapel is if the house is constructed on a slab of concrete or not.
Exactly. But not if it's cement. Yeah, but if you have bricks.
How's your house built? This one like a fish on the wall. On a slab or it's on the earth?
To yufte the Rabbi Bachana, to yufte. He said, Rabbi Bachana said, you're allowed to be mashed in next to his walls. That's clearly, you have to know you can't. Bricks 3 tefachim and stone 1 tefach. Pretty mother, but for the fact, at the end of the day, Rabbi Bachana, he quoted a pasuk, and that's how the people were described. Hasam, the pasuk is hachikama. This is what the pasuk is saying. Afilu midi de darke lishtuni bekir lo shavikmele. Even those people who have the habit of doing it, I mean, they're allowed to have the habit of doing it, I'm not going to let them live. What kind of people are they who mashed next to the wall? Not people. Umayni kalba, that even the Achav's dogs are going to be destroyed. Anything that had any shaykhs to Achav and to his wife are going to be destroyed. Amar Rav Tuvi Nosatzenu Sugya, which continues in tomorrow. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kista was starting to Rashi. Rav Tuvi Bar Kista said in the name of Shmuel. So Shmuel said, "Rocky a cookie, ainu memayid bechaloin." If you have, let's say, a mace in one house, and then you have another house, and there's a doorway between the two, the din is a tumah goes through the doorway into the next house. So both houses are tummy. Kohen can't walk into the hospital because there's a morgue because the tumah spreads throughout. What happens if there's an opening, but you seal that opening, then the tumah does not pass on to the next house? What about there's an opening and you filled it up with this biscuit? Is not memay v'chalein, does not cancel the opening. My time, why? Because the reason is because eventually you're going to take the biscuit away and eat it, so it's not a permanent closure. So it's as if it's even while it's there, it's not like it's closed. Rashi, rokik suvganin. What's suvganin? Usually say sponge cake. Charora daka v'raka, a small thin little cookie. A biscuit. Between one house and another. There's an opening with tefach. There's a corpse lying in one house. The tumah then breaks out going to the next house. This particular biscuit is not in any way going to memayit shiur. It's going to reduce the shiur melohitzi tumah from allowing the tumah to go to the next house. Why? The kivan the rohu la'achila, since it's suitable to eat, lo'y mevatl lahosam, you're not going to mevatl it, the nehev kemechitza, say, oh, it's not part of the closure and it's closed up. Says the Gemara Vaita.
I'll stay.
The Gemara, my id yorokik, why dafke a thin little biscuit, afilu aviv nami, any biscuit, anything, even a chocolate biscuit, anything you can eat eventually. See, you might see right here. The Gemara, loy me boy, come on. There's a chiddush by rokik. Loy me boy, you don't have to mention other good geschmack biscuit, kiven the echzele, it's suitable. Loy me vatli, nobody's going to leave it there forever, they're going to take it away. The chiddush here is, avol rokik, when it comes to small biscuit. Now, why the mamis becomes mias? Why is it mias? Because while it's sitting there in the window, it's because it's thin, the moisture of the wood or whatever it is, seeps into the biscuit, will ruin the biscuit. There's nothing to cut off or shave off because it's a thin little biscuit. Aim, I would think betulim, mevatle, the fact you put in the windows are right that you have no intention ever of taking this biscuit and eating it, commercial alone, that any food item which is suitable to be eaten is never bottled to the holder.
You're going
to
take it away before Pesach anyway.
By then already, Sofa Shimmel, that's not even from food anymore. Rashi, Avarokik Demos, Metoich Shehu Dach Thin, V'lechluach HaKeisel, Meratvoi Nimes, and the moisture of the wall will make it moist and it will make it mias. Says the Gemara, why do you have to tell me that the reason is because you might come to eat it, and that's why it's not permanently part of the wall? But since the biscuit is Mekabel Tumah, why? Because it's moist, and we know that anything which is Mekabel Tumah cannot serve as something that impedes the Tumah from passing to the next house. Because it itself is mekabel tumah, so just continue passing. B'chol davar shem mekabel tumah ein l'chaitzes, it's not an obstruction. So l'chayda, how does that work? If ne'at tumah, and for the Gemara, who said you use water here? There are seven mashkin, you know, water and blood and wine and oil and milk and dew. Shenilah been made paid is you use fruit juice over here, so therefore it's not mekabel tumah. But the reason why it's not obstructing the tumah is because eventually you can take it away. Rashi, Shinir, Peder, Shein, Machshirin, Vein, Oichel, Mekabel Tumah. Food is not Mekabel Tumah. Lehefsh, without preparing it, Mashke, Hakori, Mashke. Only Mashke, which is considered Mashke, Kegain, for example, Mayim, Yayin, Cholov, water, wine, and milk. I think Mesa will ask a question. So you come up with the Chiddush that anything which eventually you'll take away, then right now, even though it's sitting there, it's not blocking. Mesa has a question. The question is as follows. Kupa, if you have a box, Meleya, Tevin, a box full of straw, the Chavis in the barrel. Malaya Groger is a barrel full of dried figs. Hamunachim bechalon sitting in a window. Royin we see. Koshi ilu yinoklu. If you intend to take the box away, the barrel away, v'chaylin and leave just this. Remember, there's a box with something inside with dried figs, and there's a barrel with a box with straw and a barrel of dried figs. So if you take the box away and the dried figs can remain there, or the straw can remain there, koshili not glue, you take them away. But you chayil in tevin v'greiris lambed b'fnei out so they can stand there. Chaytze, they block the tumah. Imlav, but if not, for example, the straw would fall away, then ein chaitzin. Why not? Why isn't it chatzitza? Because the box itself is makabel tumah. Remember, we just said that some of makabel tumah. Exactly, it's a keli. It's makabel tumah. So it's the content
so what,
inside.
What could you use? Pruticleates or a plain
straw?
Rock or something.
Just, all the example is straw, dried fig. If they're not makabel tumah, not mukshel makabel tumah, they can block. Or yeah, or klichetis, for example, is not metame megaboy. Now, so it says clearly Tevin would have been a blockage. Right? Well, what Tevin Chazal Bem to you just said anything which is suitable to be used is not a blockage. So how can the straw be considered a blockage? Chazal Bem to you? And for the Gemara, in a way, in a case where it's not. For example, the Sadi, it's all rotten. For the Gemara, Chazal Tinik, you just leave for cement. These big koitsi da thorns, and therefore, the whole idea that by part of cement, they used to use their feet to jump on it and to make it smooth. You can't do that here. If the Gemara, Chazal Asak, you use a firewood. And the Gemara, but Masuna, it's moist. Chazal has a gadol. If you have a very big fire, moisture doesn't know anything. Has a gadol l'shchiach. It's not common. Rashi, koshili not lahakub of a chav is the box in the barrel. Yechayim l'tevin l'agrog. Islam, but if now it's going to stand on its own, chaytz zimeh tumah. They impede the tumah. Vim lavin chaytz. Shach chav is a kupay chaytz. They themselves are not chaytz. Vishay mekabon tumah. Sadi nika the rat and vachaz etin. Vavat lis be chaytz. Vehino yerim zim beraglem etin. They trample it with their cement. Hachaz l'achiro for eating. Kulan tuf to the Shmuel. The Amar midi. All these questions Shmuel is because he laid down a principle that midi the chaz litlu misham la'achaz man. His chiddush is even though right now you have no intention of taking it away. The fact that you could take it away later, you probably will take it away later, means that even right now it's not there. Amen. My bechelin. That's his chiddush. So that's what we're working through. So anyway, if I take Greg used dried figs, you said that well, that it will be if the dried figs can stand there on its own, it blocks a tumor. I ho chazila, you eat it. I'm a shmul kishehi trifu. It's full of worms. You won't eat it. She trifu full of worms. Rashi trifu hitli full of worms. Think about a high chav. This barrel, generally speaking, a barrel is made out of clay. Now, this barrel, you're telling me, is mekabel tumah. How can it be? Hey, chidami. What are we talking about? E tumah lebar. If you, let's say, the barrel is facing the other house. So, what's facing the house where the mace is in? The back of the barrel. We know that klecheres is not mekabel tumah from legabe, only from inside. So, why can't that barrel be mekabel tumah? Blocking tumah Rashi. E tumah lebar litzad habayis she ain't hamace betoichet. That is not the he gufeteches. Why can't that itself serve as a chetzitza? Doch klecheres ain't metame begabe. It's not coming from the outside. Elam was the pumah legab. It's facing what? It's facing the. It's so facing towards the mace, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Oh, that's one answer. Iboy is emer. Who told you we're talking about a barrel made of klecheres? La'elam the pumah lebar outside. Hachemayis kinnan bechavish almatches a barrel made out of metal. Mace, I'll ask you a question. Still a few minutes. Asovim grass, the brisa that we're going to go through every single, based on Shmuel's principle that something that can be used later is not considered a chatzitza. Says the brisa, asovim grass shetoshon. If you cut grass off, v'inichem bechalan, you place them on the window. Oishu olu malechaloinas. The vines that grew crawled up the window now is blocking the window. Or matloinas a shmata she'ain bohen sholish al sholish less than three tochim by three tochim. So it's not mekabel tumah. Three fingers by three fingers. That is not mekabel tumah. They are aver a limb, the habasar or piece of flesh. Hamedudolin that are hanging from a behema and a chayev oif. Sheshachim bechalayins. You have an animal standing right next to the window, and then an aver of his is hanging on the window. We're going. And we know that an aver that's hanging, even though the animal itself is not metamic, it's alive, but the aver that's hanging, and part of it is exposed and part is not, is what does generate, is mekabel tumah, and is pesach tumah. Navas, they weren't mukhshi yet. But if you have a bird, a bird is sitting in the window, now the bird can just fly away. But right now it's in the window. A guy who's not a living person, not mekabel tumah, is sitting there by the window. Or a ben shmeina, a baby that was born the 8th month, which means the baby definitely is going to die. And therefore, right now, it's not tumah. Hamuna b'chaloyin is sitting in the window. V'hamelach and salt.
He's definitely going to die, or is just he's not about ben shmeina,
he's not alive, not dead. He's not alive. Not Ben Shmeiner. Yeah, so. Ben Shmeiner is going to die. Mm-hmm. Ben Zion is going to live. Ben Tess is going to live. And Ben Shmeiner. Yeah. A melech salt. And salt is not mekabel tumah because it's not food. The clay cheddes or earthenware, and if the achrayim is towards the place where the tumah is coming from. The Sefer Torah and the Sefer Torah, kulam memaitin b'chaloyin. All of these are memaitin b'chaloyin window. We're going to ask on each one of them. L'chayda, you're going to take away the goy. Eventually, going to stand up and go away. The animal's going to move away. The birds are going to fly away, and all of these things. What do you mean that? According to Shmuel, we don't look at it right now. We look at it. What's going to be in 10 minutes or an hour? How come these are memaitin window? However, the Mishnah continues. Avla shelig, snow, v'aborod, and hail. All things that are glid and ice occur. Other icon ice, mine water, kulon ain memaitin. They're not memaitin. They all melt. And they, because they all melt, there's not blocking anything. Now we're going to go through each one of these cases. We'll stop here. We're going through each one of these cases. Why is it blocking the tumor? They're going to eventually fly away or go away and so on and so forth. The grass will be eaten by the animal. And we're going to explain each one. It's a unique case. Like the guy is tied down, can't move, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. You can use it for a wolf.